It's Illinois Edition. I'm Brian Mackey. The Illinois Supreme Court today struck down another attempt to control the cost of government pension benefits. This time it was Chicago city employees and retirees whose pensions were being targeted. The retirement system for one set of workers is projected to be insolvent in about a decade. In 2014, the Illinois General Assembly changed the rules, but in a 5-0 ruling today, the Supreme Court found that unconstitutional. Joining us to discuss the decision is Amanda Vinicky, State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio. Amanda, first, what did this law do?
This law asked employees, or forced really, them to pay more of their paychecks into their pension benefits by 2.5 percentage points, up to 11% of those paychecks over a couple of years. It also ended automatic annual increases of 3%, and instead, upon retirement, made them get half of the consumer price index, or up to 3%. And then what it did in sort of return, the city said that it would put more into these benefits to try and basically bulk up the underfunded systems.
Yeah, and it even lets the pension funds sort of put a lien on the city in effect, right? If the city doesn't pay, they can go to the controller of Chicago and say, hey, just give us the money.
Exactly. It forces the hand. If the city does not uphold its end of the bargain in terms of paying the money, this extra money also, into the pension funds, then yes, basically you could have the employees and retirees sue to make sure that it happens and to get the pension money.
So, of course, none of this actually took effect because there was the inevitable lawsuit. Some employees and retirees get together, they sue. What is their argument?
Well, so first of all, I do want to point out that this is a bit different than the state situation in that you had a lot of employees actually bargain with the state and agree to it. And I use bargain in the casual sense, not in the sense of a labor agreement. It was an officially collectively bargained situation. But many unions said, yeah, we'll go along with this. And they made this deal. You had a couple of them, however, that did not do that. And so some consequences of this right away are that, as you noted, Brian, the city is off the hook for paying this extra money right now, but they still, of course, have some major debt that is owed.
So what is the argument that these groups that did sue to block this law, what do they contend? Why did they say this is not kosher with the Illinois Constitution?
They said that it's not kosher with the Illinois Constitution because of this key clause that has come up time and time again, and that is that pension benefits cannot be diminished nor impaired. This is clearly, they say, a diminishment of benefits, and in a unanimous decision, the court agreed.
What was the city's counterargument? I mean, why did they? Certainly, that constitutional provision has been there since 1970. What argument did the city make to say, you know what, it doesn't apply in this case?
Well, first they tried to argue that it was a financial emergency, but when we had the state pension decision come down, they did away with that and instead took a different tact. And they said that this is actually kind of a positive for employees. Yes, you're getting a reduced benefit, but you're going to get a benefit, period, because retirees and people that are counting on these benefits will be worse off if the funds go insolvent, and projections are that that could happen soon. So they argued that this would actually preserve and protect those benefits. Let's hear from Vincent Pinelli. He was arguing on behalf of the Municipal Employees Pension Fund.
The consequences to the fund of the act being upheld or struck down could not be more stark. With it allowed to stand, the fund will no longer be on this inevitable path to insolvency. It will have guarantees and enforcement mechanisms that will ensure the payment of the promised benefits.
So it will ensure the payment of the promised benefits, he says, and therefore it's a net benefit to the employees because they're going to get something rather than nothing. What did the Illinois Supreme Court have to say about that argument?
They said, no, even if these funds go insolvent, this is something that is owed to the people who have been promised and guaranteed this money upon their retirement. You had Mary Jane Tice write, in 10 years, the members of the funds will be no less entitled to the benefits they were promised. And to be clear, the Constitution removed the option of unilaterally diminishing benefits as a means of attaining pension stability.
And the court also had something to say about this argument that, oh, look, unions came to the table and they negotiated with us, and therefore that makes it more okay than past ones where the General Assembly passed changes to pension plans without unions or any employees agreeing to it.
Right. The court said that basically the unions were lobbying. It wasn't this formal process of collective bargaining. So the argument that union members, quote, bargained away their right doesn't hold up in this situation. They said nothing in the legislative process that led to the enactment constitutes a waiver of the fund's members' constitutional rights under the Pension Protection Clause.
So where do we go from here? I mean, these funds are still heading towards fiscal insolvency. The city of Chicago is financially strapped. Chicago Public Schools are financially strapped. We saw Moody's, big credit rating agency, put out a statement this morning that they're still kind of closely watching the situation. What happens next?
Well, first I should point out that this decision affects just a couple of Chicago's pension funds, the laborers, some of the municipal workers. There remain outstanding and separate issues of on the path to pension insolvency for City of Chicago's police and firefighters, for example. And it's not just the City of Chicago. We have municipalities throughout the state who are having a hard time paying out their benefits. The court said that historically, in many a situation, that there have just been inadequate payments on the part of these employers to cover the benefits promised. That's the case with the city and with the state of Illinois in both of those circumstances. And so Chicago has done things like raised property taxes, but this in order to pay some of the pension benefits, and we could see bigger, higher property tax hikes on the way in order to cover this, because this decision really doesn't give the city many more options. So for those people who don't live in Chicago but are still interested, yes, that might be something that your own community would be looking at, even as we have Governor Bruce Rauner really campaigning for a property tax freeze.
So one other option that we still hear a lot about in Springfield is consideration. This is something favored by Senate President John Cullerton, and Governor Bruce Rauner has recently embraced it. This is the idea in this particular form that you have to give employees something in order to take something away. And in this case, it would be employees, you can keep the increases in retirement if you agree to give up all future salary increases counting towards your pension, or on the other hand, give up those increases in retirements, and then future pay raises you get will count towards your pensions. This is still on the table, as far as we know, in Springfield.
Very much so. It hasn't been any action, although Governor Bruce Rauner, pretty much every time he talks, says that he is pressing the Senate to act and act fast on it. The court decision in this case does say that there could be a mutual opening of benefits and that, quote, nothing prohibits an employee from knowingly and voluntarily agreeing to modify pension benefits from an employer, but keywords here, in exchange for valid consideration from the employer. So what sort of benefit will employees get, the court seems to be saying.
Yeah. Well, this is certainly not the last we will be talking about government pensions here in Illinois. Thanks for talking to us today, Amanda.
Thanks, Brian.
Amanda Vinicky is State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio. I'm Brian Mackey.